It's Shrovetide again. Two football teams, two local football teams, playing against each other. Still happening in Ashbourne. But unfortunately, for another year it's not happening. But don't worry guys, we'll get back to normal soon. But okay, a local derby. Yes, a derby. Two local football teams playing against each other. Everton against Liverpool, Manchester City against Manchester United, Los Angeles Galaxy against Shivers USA. A local derby. So where does it come from? Google it, it would actually say that it actually comes from the horse race, the derby, which of course was created by the Earl of Derby. Originally our derby, by the way. But no, afraid not. The other thing, if you Googled it, it would tell you that it was two local football teams playing football on Shrovetide Tuesday in Ashbourne, Derbyshire. Well, hang on. If that's the case, then why isn't it called an Ashbourne? Okay, well, actually, it all originates from the town, the city of Derby. Played in medieval times originally. In fact, legend has it that it was actually originally played by two teams when the Romans were here, a team of Roman soldiers and a team of locals from Derby. It was called Hug Ball, and apparently it was played with a human head. But luckily, not anymore. So basically, it comes from the town of Derby, two local teams playing football on Shrovetide Tuesday, and then again on Ash Wednesday. Two teams, St Peter's Parish, and All Saints, Derby Cathedral. Two goals, one at Nun's Mill, which is where Nun Street is now, and the other one where the gallows was, Gallows Balk, at the top of Normanton Road, still in St Peter's Parish, where St Leonard Street is to this day. About 1,000 players. The ball was always thrown up about 2 o'clock from the Guildhall, and all hell let loose. It was such a riotous game that frequently people tried to stop it. And there's actually still preserved an extract from the Borough of Derby Town Hall meeting on February the 16th, 1796, when the Mayor of Derby had a big meeting to try and stop it yet again. Anyway, there's an incredible article written by a guy called Terry Morton, who actually tells the story even better than me. And to quote, "This was yet another attempt to quell the spectacle of mass street football in Derby, following the death of a Mr. John Sneap during the 1796 annual Derby Shrovetide game. Mayor Isaac Borrow also failed with two attempts in the 1750s. The game had already defied Edward III, who said no more football should be played and archery must be practised instead. Later, King James I also put his seal of disapproval on such games. Derbyans were defiant that no authority whatsoever would stop their game of football and would fight to keep it going. And fight they did. Every Shrove Tuesday came the Battle of the Ball. Shops would be closed and there was a general holiday, a little bit like Ashbourne. Church bells rang out all over the town. A large crowd would gather in the marketplace. And at 2 p.m, a ball made of leather stuffed with cork shavings, about 12 inches in diameter, was tossed aloft and immediately seized upon by some of the strongest and most active men of each party, either St Peter's or All Saints. The battle was on between the two parishes. All comers from all parishes could join in, kick or push the heaving mass of bodies to either of the goals. A lot of the place centred on Markeaton Brook, which of course ran through the centre of the town. It's now beneath the likes of Victoria Street, the Strand, and the Derwent as well, of course. And at times, over 100 players would take to the water. Broken shins and broken heads were amongst the minor accidents of this fearful contest as the mob raged. And apprentice boys took great delight in dusting the onlookers with various shades of coloured powder gained from the paintworks. Or even a report on the game made news of this in Paris. And A.M. Souvestre wrote in 1836, "This exercise is the last vestige of worship which the Celts paid to the sun. This game is of a type particular only to the single town of Derby, which isn't quite true. One can watch malicious maiming and murder committed for revenge, but affected as to appear accidental. Altogether, our football teams seemed to have a terrifying effect on the French, as we always have had, by the way. One observed in 1829, while he was standing in Irongate watching the game, "If this is what you English call playing, I shudder to think what you call fighting." And of course, they'd already learnt that in the Peninsular Wars and the Battle of Waterloo and many, many other wars. All was not over when the ball was gold, when the heroes of the winning side were chaired through the town, banging on doors and demanding money for drink, very often after dark, an early form of trick or treat. Those refusing had their palisades ripped up or were likely to get windows broken. As a result, larger houses fitted shutters to ground floor windows. There is still one house in Friargate with its original shutters still preserved from the days when football was played. Derby suffered heavy rioting over the Reform Bill in 1831. The coming of the Highways Act in 1835 gave authorities the ammunition they needed to quell street football. The games at Barnes in Surrey was ended in 1836, Richmond and Twickenham in 1840. Derby was the only large town to carry on, largely because some magistrates over the years had secretly supported it. Because of continual violence, damage to property, loss of business and industrialists losing 2 days' production, the pressure was on for the mayor, William Eaton Mousley, to get tough and finally end Shrovetide football in Derby. In 1846, a company of the 5th Royal Irish Dragoon Guards surrounded the marketplace at noon with sabres drawn, together with a number of special constables with stout staves, as a riot was expected. Despite this, some dissidents did get a game going, and the ball was soon seized by the police and cut up. But later in the day, an elderly lady came up Sadlergate with another ball under her skirt and dropped it in the middle of the marketplace, and all hell let loose. The 5th Dragoon Guards charged, and one of the soldiers spiked the ball with his sword. The riot act was read, and the game was over. And that was it. Literally game over for Derby. But today, it still is an offence to play football in the marketplace. That is a shame, because a few years ago, as chairman of Derby Tourism, I came up with the idea of having pancake races on the marketplace and organising a five-a-side football match between the shopkeepers of St Peter's and the shopkeepers of All Saints. That's the Cathedral Quarter and St Peter's Quarter. Never happened, of course. Thankfully, the ancient game of Shrovetide football still lives on to this day in Derbyshire, as Ashbourne is now the largest and most famous of the 5 Shrovetide games that still exist in this country. But if anyone mentions a local derby, just ask them if they know where it all started. Derby.